The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
We have in front of us one of the most profound Agadta Gemaras, the riddles that were posed by the Saba de Be'atuna to the Heilige Tanya Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. The Saba de Be'atuna weren't just individuals, they are the elders of Chochmas Yovan. They represent the Chochma of Yovan at its height. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, we could say, obviously represents over here Chochmas HaTorah, the ultimate face-off between Chochmas HaTorah and Chochmas Yovan, the two bitter foes of the Nitzochen of Chanukah. So we have over here the ultimate face-off between Chochmas Umas O'Ilo, Chochmas Chitzoini, Chochmas Sheker, the Chochma of Yovan, which is second place but fought a battle in the Gzeiras Hashmad of the Yevonim against Klal Yisrael as represented by Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya Chochmas HaTorah. And the Goyin actually has a Pirush, in the Pirush Agro al Agadato, he goes through the different riddles and he explains the oimik of each of these cases, of each of these riddles that were posed. I'd like to be oimid on an akuda klolos over here, of what was it about Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya? We understand that it wasn't just Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, true. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya lived in the door of before the Churban, through the Churban, and after the Churban. After the Churban, when Klal Yisrael wanted to rebel against Roman rule, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya was the Av Beis Din after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Nifter. He was the one who counseled against. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya was the Gadol Hador in that time, the Rebbe of Rabbi Kiva, the great Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So we can say that it was only circumstantial that he was the Mizvaker. The Maral tells us in many places in his form, Ein Dover Godel B'mikra. If this is the Sugya and Shas, where there's the face-off between Chochmas Yovan and between Chochmas HaTorah, that means that there's something profound that's represented dafka in the persona, in the Mitzius of the Heilige Rabbi Yeshua, in his face-off against the Saba de Be'atuna. True, the Gemara discusses in Chagig and other places, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya debated also with various deviant sects, with the early Christians, and so on, and his life was put in danger, but that itself needs a hesper. But why was Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya the one who engaged in debate? Again, say Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya maybe had a sharp tongue, but that's not the pshat. The pshat is Rabbi Yeshua, in this sense of Chochmas Yovan transplanting Chochmas HaTorah, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya represents Chachmei HaTorah in that sense. Let's be misamik in that. The Mishnah in the first perek of, I'm sorry, in the second perek of Ovis, perek Beis Mishnah Yud, the Mishnah in saying over the Mamorim of Rabbi Senu Atanoim, describes the chain of transmission from the Nevi'im, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai, Mosul Yeshua, Luskenim, Adjagnezak Doyla, and through all the generations of Zugois, Hil Vishamai, and the Mishnah discusses the chain of transmission. Over here, the Mishnah takes a pause. Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, Chomei Chamisha Talmidim Hoyolo Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, Ve'elu Hein, Rabbi Lez Ben Huknes, Rabbi Shum Chanani, Rabbi Yossi HaKoyin, Rabbi Shum Ben Esanov, Rabbi Lozor Ben Aroch. Hu Ayamoy Neshvochon goes into a wide-ranging description of these five Talmidim. What their milas were, what their memories were. It seems a little bit out of place. The Mishnah in Ovis is going through a train of transmission. Doesn't get off on each Tana discussing their Talmidim, what their milas were. What, it doesn't even say what the milas of each, the specific gadlus of each Tana was. Only over here. It would seem to indicate that the definition, classification of the Chomesh Talmidim Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai is not just a prat, but it defines a certain klal in the transmission of Torah. What's the pshat? Says the Maral that Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai was the transmitter of Torah with the Beis HaMikdash and the Tkufa of the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai was the one who established the independence of Chochmas HaTorah from Yerushalayim, even though in its ultimate sense, Kimitzin Teitzei Torah, Torah comes out from the Lishkas Hagozes, from the Harabayis, from the Shor Mamtzion and Balocha should be the Shorayich Yerushalayim Hashem, the way David HaMelech describes it. That's Taka the source, the Sanhedrin lost its power of Dine Nefoshes when it left the Lishkas Hagozes. But the independence of Chochmas HaTorah from its source of Mokum HaMishkon, of Mokum HaMikdash, of Mokum HaShoras HaShchina as an independent Mitzius. Of course, Yavne was given a semi-status of Beis HaMikdash, L'moshel, Tkiyah Shofar, on Shabbos, which is, we don't have. which was in the Beis HaMikdash, was also in Yavne. Yavne has a quasi-status. It had a quasi-status, and they would come, Klal Yisrael would come 3 times a year to be mistayif in the Kedusha of the Mokom HaShoras HaShchin of Keren B'Yavne, but still, Itain Li Yavne V'Chachomer was a hatoka, was a nituk, was an independence of Chachmei HaTorah from its source. Explains the Maral that Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, his Talmidim, the 5 Talmidim Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai was B'Mikud, these 5 Talmidim, the same way Kiriyochu Moshe Rabbeinu, created the reality of Torah Shebichsav with the 5 Sifrei Torah, with the 5 Chumshei Torah. Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai created a reality, not Chalila, not a new reality, but he was Mechadish as Hamalchus, Hova Mechadish as Hamalucha, in creating a new reality of Torah Shebaalpeh. What does it mean, a new reality of Teresh Ba'al-Peh? There is no new reality of Teresh Ba'al-Peh. Came from the Rebbeinu Shleilam to Moshe Rabbeinu in the same way Teresh Bichsav came. But Teresh Ba'al-Peh, to a certain extent, denotes an independence from the Noisen HaTorah. We say in Birchas HaTorah, the Goyin explains, the Torah actually explains in Hilchas Birchas HaTorah, V'asher nosan lanu Teresh Ba'al-Peh, Shenosan Lonu Torah SMS, which speaks about the Noisen HaTorah, refers to Torah Shebichsav. We then praise the Rebbeinu Shlom, V'chaye Oilam Nota B'Soichenu, he gave us the ability to have within Nota B'Soichenu, that speaks to the realm of Kabbalah HaTorah, of Chachmei HaTorah. Chachmei HaTorah have a Metzius of Torah, which is what's called Loi B'Shamayim Hi. Loi B'Shamayim Hi says that the Psak Halacha, the definitive understanding in this world of Torah, is the reality which Chachmei HaTorah, with their Amelus and their Kedusha, create near Horavanya, Midor Dor, that creates the reality of Torah. So, of course, we're not talking about independence from the Noisen HaTorah, but what we're talking about is there's a reality of Chachmei HaTorah that exists, so to speak, as an independent Metzius from the Noisen HaTorah, and not by accident, the one who brought this lesson into the consciousness of Klal Yisrael, the one who encapsulated, the one who represents this musig of Loi B'Shamayim, of Chachmei HaTorah, having an independent Metzius, is none other than Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya. Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya, as represented in the famous Gemara of Tanur Dachinoi, Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya was the one who debated back and forth with the Heilige Tanna, Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus. Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus brought rayas from Moifsis and Moifsim ben Hashamayim that the Locha was like him. Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya said, the Locha is like Chachmei HaTorah. The Roiv of Sanhedrin is the Psak. Ayin Shamayim, they say not that way. Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya said, Loi B'Shamayim here. Basko came out and said, Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya said, we don't listen to the Ein Lanu B'Baskoil. We're the Paiskim, Loshon of Chazal is, Bonai Nitzchuni, the Rebbeinu Shlom says, Chachmei HaTorah, so to speak, Kiviyochel, that's the Rotzna Bari, that itself is the representation of Noisen HaTorah, in the V'chai Olam Notam Zechenu, Balamaisa, Chachmei HaTorah, in their independent representation, as a separate entity, from, so to speak, the Mokum of the source of the giving of Torah, the Mokum Beis HaMikdosh, which was the Mokum of the Luchos, the Mokum of where the Rebbeinu Shem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, which was the source of the Ani Yaakovit, the source of Ashuras HaShchinah. That independence primarily is represented in the body of Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya. Explains the Maral. This is a little bit of what we added from the Gemara of Tanur Achinoi. What the Maral says is that the 5 Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai were representing the new Metzius of Torah. Let's take this a step further. We just explained that the Metzius of Chochmas HaTorah, Chachmei HaTorah, as an independent identity to Paskin, to decide, to represent Torah itself, is most consummated in the person of Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya. The Oymid connected, like we said in the Vikuach, was the Tanna Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus. Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus and Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya are the two Bali Plukta, the two great Rabbeim of Rabbi Akiva. The Sefer, the early Medrash, Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, which starts with a few biographical details of Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, but it's really the compilation of Sisrei HaTorah, of Chochmas HaTorah, of Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, starts with an interesting account. The account over there that's said is that, Kibishosha Ola Moshe Lamoran, Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Rabbeinu Shlalom, teaching Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu heard the teaching of Torah, all the different details of Torah. There was a machlokes, which is a machlokes that's brought in the Mishnayos, in the first Mishnayos in Parah, about the age, exact age of a Parah Aduma. And Reb Elazar ben Hyrcanus was inspired, and he says, Halavai, that the one who says that opinion, which was the opinion of Reb Elazar ben Hyrcanus, I'm sorry, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Halavai, Sheyezem Yotzeh Chalotzeh, and the Rebbein Shalom tells him, Yirotzon, it will come to be that Reb Elazar ben Hyrcanus, who was a Levi, was a direct descendant of Moshe Rabbeinu. We see here that there's a correlation between Reb Elazar ben Hyrcanus and Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a direct kesha between the Torah of Reb Elazar ben Hyrcanus and the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. There's another medrash. Moshe Rabbeinu was given the tafkid of taking Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, Shlach no biyatishlok. And there's a medrash pliya that says, Shlach no biyatishlok, who Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to decline being the shliach, being the one who would take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Who should be given that tafkid? The Medrash says Rabbi Kiva. And the Mefarshim understand that why was Moshe Rabbeinu Misarev, why did Moshe Rabbeinu feel that Rabbi Kiva was the one who should take them out? Because ultimately the Torah that will bring us to a state of completion of the world, this Torah, which will complete the Bria, and complete the Bria, Bishle Musa, Likras, Melech HaMashiach, Likras being Mesakin, Lechet of Adam Rishon, Likras, completing the Tachlis of the Bria in the 6,000 years that were allotted, as explained in the Ramchal, Barichus, in Das Tunois. The one who represents that Avoida is Torah Shebal Peh, is Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva is Nishmosa, the Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh, the Torah Mitzad, the Mekabli Torah, like we said before, is the ultimate surah by which the world will march to its final completion, to its final tikkun. Rebbe Kiva was saying that if the world has to be nishlam by Rebbe Kiva, by the neshama of Torah Shebal Peh, why should I? We see from the Medrash that Rebbe Kiva, that Moshe Rabbeinu klape Rebbe Kiva, and we have later on says when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to learn Torah on the 40 days that he saw Rebbe Kiva darshning and nechlesh daiti, couldn't understand what Rebbe Kiva was saying. Ad shomer Rebbe Kiva alochi l'Moshe Misinak nitzvus daitoi. The pshat is because Torah Shebal Peh is really not a nituk, is not really a disattachment from Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebal Peh is an expression of the Rotzen HaBayre, kilu it's independent. But of course, it has to be consistent with Rotzen HaBayre, which is defined by Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, Bar Sinai. So Moshe Rabbeinu understood that there was no break in the transmission. It was all a hemshich, but L'Maisa. Since the world has to reach its completion with Torah Shebal Peh, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Shlach no biyat tishlach. Getting back to Rebbe Elazar ben Hyrcanus, the Tana of Rebbe Elazar ben Hyrcanus, who's a hemshech of Moshe Rabbeinu, represents the b'china of Torah min HaShemayim, of Torah mitzad the noisna Torah. The oisis umayfsim, the baskol sheyotzo, to say the halachas like him, Rebbe Shuvah Hanani is the one who represents Torah batachtoinim, Torah mitzad the mekabli ha-Torah, the v'chai oylam nota b'sechenu. So we understand, getting back to this great debate with the Sabbath de Be'atuna, that Rabbi Shua ben Chananya is the one who represents Chochma in the human form. Chachme Yovon, the Rishoyim of Yovon, have no problem. The great minds of Yovon don't have a problem with there being Terim in HaShemayim. Let God give Chochma to the human mind. Let there be prophecy. But the human mind, that which the human intellect can conceive, is totally minutic, is totally independent, totally shorn of divine influence. Torah that comes, Chochma, Hasoga that comes from the Vua is one realm, and Chachmei Yovan understood that the time of Hashpah, of Nevua, had ended. The Medrash in Seder Olam, making a historical chronology from the beginning of time, notes that the year of the Misa of the last Novi of Ezra Sofer of Malachi was the year of the ascendancy of Alexander Mukta, of Alexander the Great. That's not by accident. The reason for that is because where Nevuah stops, where his galus of Chochma and HaShemayim stops, that's where the human mind can control. The human intellect, the mighty intellect of Yovan, the Yafter Lekim Liyefes, which is Chochmas Yovan, can prevail only when there's no Nevuah. So they don't have a problem with Nevuah because they're not fighting with Nevuah. Nevuah became bottle when they ascended to the stage of world dominion. They have a problem with the human intellect perceiving elikus, with the human mind still being attached to the Neisin HaTorah. On the one hand, the V'chai Olam Notav Zechenu, independence of the human mind, the human intellect, the Bonai Nitzchuni, but all in terms of being Bonai. The V'chai Olam Notav Zechenu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu being V'chai Olam Notav Zechenu. It's not the human mind for itself, it's the human mind still conceptualizing Rotzna Boreh has given to us in the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. The one who was a thorn in their side, the one who represented an antithesis, an attack, an extinction of their way of looking at the world, of the Saba de Be'atunas, way of looking at the world, was Dafka the Heilig Etana, Rabbi Shua ben Chananya. Chach Meyovan, the Maral, tells us that the reason why they, one of the Exeris was Kisfu Lochem al Keren Ashor, She'en Lochem Chelik Belike Yisrael. The reason for that is because they were Bimakatrig in the name of Cheto Egel. What did Cheto Egel do? Cheto Egel created a reality where Klal Yisrael wasn't anymore on the madrega of speaking, of hearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak, b'nevuah. What they now had to do is they had to recharge themselves, Lucha Shnias, which is also a bechina of Teresh Shabbat. They had to recharge themselves with a bechina of coming to the Rabbeinu Shalom with their own intellect, with their own efforts, with their own investment of Omol V'yegiyah b'Torah, of Chochmas HaTorah. What they said to Klal Yisrael is, it's over. Once you don't have nevuah, you have no supremacy. In terms of the human mind, we're the ones who reign supreme. That was Yovan's challenge. The tshuva of Klal Yisrael is Rabbi Shua ben Chananya. Shua ben Chananya says it could be that the Rabban Shalom is hiding. We don't have nevuah. But our Chochmas HaTorah is only a product of the ultimate Neis HaTorah. Our V'chai Olam Notav Zechenu is only a Toitzah of the Baruch Ato Hashem Elekeinu. It's only because Ashenosan Lanu Teres Emes that we have a V'chai Olam Notav Zechenu. The thorn in the side of the Chachmei Yovan, the thorn in the side of the Christians that claim that the Rabban Shalom rejected after Cheto Egel Klal Yisrael and took somebody else, all that is Rabbi Shua ben Chananya. He's the one that stood up for Klal Yisrael's supremacy even in the post Nevuah era, even in the post-Teresh B'Ksav era, even in a world of Hester upon him, in a world of darkness, in a world of human intellect, the human intellect that remains supreme is the human intellect that's polished by Chochmas HaTorah. The V'chai Olam Notav Zechenu is all a Teitzah, is all an expression, ultimately, of the Nosan Lanu Teiras Emes. We'll add one more point. The first part of the Gemara by us says that Rabbi Shua showed how Chochmas HaTeva, one doesn't need to be a biologist and crawl around in the rainforests of South America. You don't even need to go on Amazon, not the real Amazon River, and not Amazon on the computer, in order to understand the depths, the secrets of Teva. He proved from a pasuk in the Torah the secrets of Teva of the Nochash HaKadmoni, of how long the Zman Heroin of the Nochash HaKadmoni is. We might say, B'derech Remes, that the Nochash HaKadmoni is, of course, the Nochash which distanced Adam HaRishon from being able to be Roy, to speak Panim El Panim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Heroin of the Nochash represents the curse which was given to Adam, which was given to Chava of Be'etzev Tel Dibonim. The curse, Sheba curse, is the Zman Heroin of the Nochash. Do we want to live in a world of Teva? Do we want to live in a world of being confined to the Klala, the post-Nevuah era? Or do we want to live in a world of hearing the voice of Hashem, even in the Teva, even the secrets of Teva, are revealed to those that attach themselves to the source of Chochmah, to the Ashenos Alonu Teres Emes? That is the only source of V'chai Olam Notav Zechenu. That's why this supremacy was revealed dafka in the Metzius of the Ubar, of the Heroin, of the Nochash.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.